This is the Better Life, Better Work show, and I'm your host, Allison Crow. I'm an intuitive life and business coach and an irreverent priestess with modern soul medicine for the everyday extraordinary woman or man, and I'm here to help you create better life and better work. This show covers topics on thinking and mindset, business and life strategy, and of course, spirituality and energetics as well. You're listening to the Better Life, Better Work show. More is not better, better is better. This is episode number 39. Hello, friends. I wanted to do a little bit of an intro for this next session of our podcast. I'm going to do a series on becoming. I've always been fascinated with the word be. Like who you be. I have a little play on words about remember, and when I type it out, R-E-M-E-M, capital B-E-R, I have a daisy tattooed on my body, and right next to it, I have a little bee that I drew that is a reminder of who I be. So being be, all incarnations of this word have meant a lot to me over many years. And as a creator in the world, like you are too listening, many of the things that I have created are because I had a future vision for it. And some of them were like the vision-y board future. And others were actually created from being that there was a knowing deep inside that superseded anything a vision board could ever do. And the last few years, I've really been studying not only being and in the present moment, but also creating from the place of who I be. And then allowing the decisions to be made from that place instead of the opposite direction. So what I'm doing is tapping into the being, the woman I am becoming, and bringing some of that back to the present moment to create from there. And in the past, I've always created to become. And so I'm fascinated this year with becoming. I thought it was funny and interesting that after the energy of Camp Starheart came out, I did not know Michelle Obama was creating the book or that she was about to publish the book Becoming. So she's allowed to have her version of the word and I'm allowed to have mine. But that became the theme of Camp Starheart. And so I really want to share a couple of key insights with you around becoming. And ultimately, I want to put a message out into the world. And if it pings with you, I want to invite you quickly to become one of the last 15 people to get tickets for Camp Starheart. This is the last year I do a live event every year. I will be doing other live events, but they will be a different incarnation. And so this is the fourth year of this magical event that we're having. And the topic is becoming. And the reason I want you to listen to the next few episodes and really just tap in, because if there is an opportunity for me to support you in becoming the person that your soul is actively now creating, that's what I help people do. I help. So it doesn't take away from that. We are perfectly able, and there's nothing in us that needs to be fixed at this moment. And as creators, when we set out into the world with our desires, our goals, whatever it is we're creating, whether it's creating a family or creating a business or creating a new relationship or creating a relationship with spirit or creating, many of my clients are taking offline successful businesses online. What I have found deeper than the taking action and learning the steps is this idea of becoming. And so we have the inner work of becoming, we have the reflection that the world gives and helps shape us, and we have these moments of choosing for ourselves who we will be. And so this is the first of an episode. It was actually recorded before the previous episode. So thank you so much for your grace. And from time to time, I am popping in some of these pre-recorded live streams. And, you know, my little brain says, oh, you can't do that. People don't like it. You got that one shitty review. And I go back and listen to it, and I'm like, wow, there's actually some really good stuff. So today is just an intro to let you know. I'm going to start you off with this first session on becoming from a live stream I did a couple of weeks ago. And then I really want to develop some thoughts for you and some things that whether or not you come to Camp Starheart, that you can really begin to plant some seeds and think in new ways and honor your own becoming. And something I'm excited about. It's not just a thread. It is a ribbon that weaves throughout my life. And as a grown wise woman, and today I'm really giving myself credit for that. As a grown wise woman, I just spent a couple hours with my parents and we had all kinds of conversations about death and dying and how we've changed emotionally and was reflecting on some past good events and some past traumatic events. And I just realized that there is this soulful thread of becoming that I've been aware of since I was a very little girl. And I really do feel like it's defined with my soul purpose. And my soul purpose isn't an achievement. It doesn't have, and I would bet for most of us, you know, there are some people that are created and they're supposed to, you know, bring water to this one part of the world that has never had water before. And that's their soul purpose. I always wonder what happens like when that's complete, when it's already done. And many of us, I heard Gary Zukav, I'm going to probably totally destroy this, but I heard Gary Zukav and Oprah talking on a podcast about something along the lines of our soul purpose is created when we combine the soul's whisper with our personality and expression. And now that I'm old enough and wise enough and spent enough time thinking about this, I can actually see the how that worked. I can see the how too. And so a lot of people in my world and in my audience are often asking, how do you create this business? How do you create these clients? How do you create this sense of joy? How do you create this relationship with your husband? How do you create bringing in the things into your life that you want to manifest, create, achieve, whatever it is? And yeah, there's all the blueprints of how to do that. But you guys know, how many classes have we taken that have a blueprint? We still didn't achieve it. So becoming, I don't want to get too long-winded because we have a whole episode. I am just really excited about this topic. I'm excited about the topic of identity. I'm excited to share with you some of the little inner working thoughts and belief patterns and this beautiful ribbon of this thread that can become a ribbon, and you will see that it has created the tapestry of your life. And if you'd like to create a new pattern in your life, a new tapestry, if you'd, you know, this ever-growing quilt, and if you'd like to be a little bit more intentional about it and to create more of what you do want and less of what you don't want in your life, then I've got some of the how-to on an inner work level for you. So I'm excited to share. Enjoy this first becoming number one episode. And next week, I will see you with becoming number two. We'll see if it goes into number three. But next week, I'm going to really break some things down, you know, in an outline format for you. But until then, thank you for listening. And if you do listen to this, please take a screenshot and share and tag Better Life, Better Work, or tag Allison Crow. What I would love to do when I post this on Instagram or on my Facebook page, I want to hear a little bit about who you are becoming. Who is the future version of you that you are drawing into now? Who do you know that you're becoming? I would love to have some feedback. All right, you guys, here goes episode number 39. Hello, hello. Welcome, replay viewers. Don't mind my surgery face. I don't want to wait But I still have surgery face. And so I'm bruised and my eyes are a little bruised, but it doesn't matter. I feel great, even if I look like a little bit of zombie. I wanted to pop on and talk with you guys about your visualization. And so, hello, hello. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. It's good to see you. If you're here, say hi. If you're here and a solely, drop a yellow heart in the comments if you can. Hello, hello. You look like a badass. You look great. And I want your nails. I need to go today to get my nails redone. Well, hello. Just got off my call with Kay. Hey, Freddie. Hey, Beth. Paula, Michelle, good morning, good morning, good morning. So y'all can see my eyes are still really swollen. Obviously I have my bruises are better today. Yesterday they look like the Instagram, icon. They were pink and yellow and blue, and it is what it is. And I can't stop this from letting me love on you guys. Hello, Michelle. Oh, let me catch up with these. Good evening, Peter. Miles is going, I'm visualizing good skin like you. Thank you. I am very excited that my bump is gone. This is where my bump used to be. It's gone, 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 gone. Yellow heart on my pewter. Yes, I love it. I love it. Hello, you guys. And so this has been an interesting week. This has been an interesting week. And I want to talk to you about who you've been versus who you're becoming. And this year, the theme of Camp Starheart is becoming. Kay goes, is that because Michelle Obama wrote a book called Becoming? And I was like, no, it's not because of that. The Camp Starheart theme was Becoming before Michelle Obama's book came out, or at least that I know about it. But becoming is the verb that I use that I'm practicing creating from. I'm practicing creating from who I'm becoming, and I haven't always done that. And so one of the things we know is that what we visualize can come true. Hello, Amy. Hello, Stacy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hi, Beth. Yes, better and better every single day. I go next Tuesday to have my stitches taken out. You can't see, but like there's one incision, and then there's two here, and there's one there. Oh yeah, shucky shucky. So talking about becoming, I had this interesting experience a week ago yesterday, last Thursday. I was sharing some things with my coach and the group that I'm in with John Morgan. And at one point, I was sharing some financial numbers and I was sharing some business stuff. And most of you guys know that I changed the way I did business in 2017. My new program has been going for over 18 months. I am focusing everything I do on this one way of working with clients. Everything. So there's the one thing, which is soulful success. And as I build my income and my practice back up, I got to this thermostatic place that feels comfortable, that I can do, that I've done before. And it's interesting. So there's that book by Gay Hendricks called The Big Leap. And they talk about coming up against an upper limit problem. And so every single one of you know you have a thermostat of a level of joy, a level of happiness, a level of financial success that you are able to get to. And when you get to that, there is an opportunity to move beyond it. Hello, Sue. One of the only things is that I itch a lot. You know what else is weird? This has nothing to do with becoming. So last night I was putting cream on my face and I was wiping across this way. And when I wipe across this way and I hit this nerve, I can feel it up here. It's so weird. So weird. Holes in my brain. So becoming. And what happens to me, oh, good, Sue. Yeah, I want to pull it back out. I was looking for it this morning. I think it's time for me to look at it again and recognize some of the symptoms of hitting that upper limit. And what happens, I know, at least from my experience in my brain and from the things I've studied, when I get close to busting through, my brain begins to take over and says, I don't want to jump off that diving board, right? And it starts to sidestep and it starts to avoid and it starts to, there's all these real subtle energies that want to keep me safe. They want to keep my brain from being disappointed. And so it was really nice last week just to kind of lay everything out on the table with my coach and my colleagues in my creator circle and with myself about the woman I'm becoming. And so, and the business that is becoming. And so when I think about my business here and where I'm going, I feel a big gap, right? And so I want you to think about something that you're, I want you to think about a goal that you're creating, something that you want to create, do, achieve, right? And when we are here on our timeline and our goal is out here, it can be really discouraging. And so what I'm working on with my clients, with myself, with my colleagues is doing what I'm calling doubt hopping. Well, doubt hopping is one element of it. The first thing we've got to do is we've got to step forward into the business as if it's already become into the woman. So, for example, I'm at a place right now. Thank you, Stacy. Thank you, Ellen. Thank you, Amy. So I'm at a place right now where I am beginning to leverage help again. So I've hired Elise again to help with my podcast. P.S. Please check it out. Please leave reviews. I'm committed to doing that podcast every single week. And I've hired somebody to help me produce it and do the show notes, top of the line. And in doing that, so this is the other thing. This is the other thing about my surgery. I've been wanting to have the bump on my head removed for many years. I've had it for, I don't even know how long I've had it. It just kind of, Bill and I were trying to remember, it's shown up. And it was one of these things that I just kept putting off and I just kept putting off and I kept putting off because it's not something that insurance covers because they consider it cosmetic. It's not life or death. And so it was an elective surgery that I had to pay for. And at the beginning of this year, I am envisioning myself as a $1 million coach and a net $1 million coach. And I have 333 members in Soulful Success. And I have one of the most amazing tribes that people want to be a part of, that it's diverse. There's community learning, there's live coaching. And I am continually throwing myself into the future vision of what I'm creating. And what was interesting was that in my future, I didn't have my bump. I was like, what would the $1 million coach do? Well, she would do all of her medical appointments that she's been avoiding or making up the excuse that, oh, when I make the money, I'll get this done. And so I had another procedure on my breast earlier this year. I have a nice $2,000 bill right there for that. And then I had this procedure, which was kind of a fun play with the universe, because in my mind, I was like, oh, well, $1 million coach would absolutely have an amazing plastic surgeon pop that bump off of her head. And so I was like, why am I waiting? And so I just did it. And there's this whole as if. So not just in my business, but in my life, I want to begin to visualize the woman 18 months from now. I want to say, what would Allison December 2019 do, right? What are the problems my future self is solving? And so too often, excuse me, for some reason, my voice doesn't want to talk this week. One of the things that we accidentally do when we are in creative mode is we are always reaching behind us to gather evidence of what has always been. And so, for example, one of the things that is not working for me is me going, I've hired help in the past and it didn't work, or I'm not good at hiring help. That's not true. That's not true. And so what I'm doing is I am scanning the environment and also visualizing. I am visualizing myself. I read something this morning. It was an email from somebody and he talked about how your why changes. And as you grow your business and you have your team, you know, at first your why is this and this and this. And then all of a sudden he realized like the impact that he's having on his staff and his team. And that really got into me. That feeling of the woman I'm becoming has a small team of people who help her execute her vision. And there is love and support and exchange of ideas and exchange of money and exchange of value. And we're doing something together as a team. This is a new thought for me. The woman I'm becoming is a team player, but the woman I have been has been one independent motherfucker. And if I stay independent, I will only create to the level of what I've created before. Are y'all tracking with me? Right. So here's what I want you to do. How do we find your podcast? Oh, hi, Rebecca. It's the Better Life, Better Work show with Allison Crowe. Better Life, Better Work. Hi, Flory. I read the results of a study recently. They found nationwide that people have the highest levels of happiness in the neighborhood of average of 70,000. Interesting. Is it a comfortable feeling? Also reminds me there are things of higher value than simple happiness. Hello, 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 everybody. So everybody has their own comfortable ceiling. Scale up, right? So this is interesting. When I think, so for the last... For the last 10 years, I've had a very comfortable, very, there's only been 1 year. And it's so funny. All the numbers are within a, they're in that comfortable pocket. It's still, some of you would love to have that pocket. And some of you, that pocket wouldn't be enough. So it's not even about the specific numbers, but it's like what I want to create, and what I want to create is an impact. And I remember a time recently in my recent past where I was thinking, I can't get past 40 people in my group. And then on January 1st, we had 88 people. We have 85 right now. And 85 seems so normal. I can never imagine going back to 40. But one of the reasons I got stuck at 40 was because I couldn't visualize 88 or 111 or 100 and whatever, because this is the point I'm trying to make. I might be a little foggy headed because there are four holes in my head right now. Check your thoughts. Check your imagination. Because your imagination is running whether or not you're aware of it. And if you are having trouble creating, if you're feeling the lack of creating, you're spending more time in visualizing the lack or the problem instead of seeing it as it happened. This is old school total visualization stuff that works. And so, but what happens is, so literally what happens for me when I begin to imagine myself, and I imagine myself with a team meeting, and I imagine myself with my helpers, I can't imagine, right? Like, that's so natural. So I want you to know that when you go to make effort to imagine something you've never imagined before, oh, you can't imagine it, right? So I was working with a client the other day, and I said, I want you to imagine. She goes, I can't. Of course you can't. And we have to begin to start putting in the puzzle pieces, right? If we cannot imagine it, we cannot create it. And so everything I've created, I've been able to imagine. And so for me, the example I'm using is myself, because that's the one I know the best. Oh, thank you, Amy. Is spending time in my mental fantasies, right? That's what visualization is. Spending time in my visual fantasies of interacting with this team, of having my team support 333 members, of the events that my members come to. And what's funny is a lot of times, see, even as I talk about this, my brain, my small, uncomfortable brain goes, nope, 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 stop. Like, it literally puts a thick energy in there. It puts that resistance to creating in there. And so I just want to remind you guys that, of course, it's going to feel a little sticky at first. And our job is to keep marinating it, keep marinating in it, keep marinating. And I wish it was simple as we could just visualize it one time and it would happen. But we're literally having to, what one of my coaches calls, blow your own mind. And blowing your own mind means I'm literally changing the neural pathways in my brain. I am changing the recognition and the synapses. I am changing. And so I get really excited about this, because it's a challenge. So that's the other thing. This is cute. I was talking to a colleague this week, and she's implementing something new in her business, and it's difficult. She's at the beginning, and a lot of you that are implementing something and you're implementing systems, it takes longer. Once they're set up, it's so helpful. But when you're implementing, so she's implementing, and as she was sharing with me, she was like, I'm doing this and this and this and this. And I said, the only thing I noticed that's not serving you is your energy of I'm doing this and this and this and this, instead of, oh my gosh, I'm learning something new and it's an awesome challenge and I'm figuring it out and I'm reminding myself what a great job I am at creating something new from nothing. I'm reminding myself that I can learn new things and it is so badass that I am learning this. And so what I am badass at learning, because the old story is I can't get help, help doesn't pay off, I'm not very good at it. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm learning how to hire correctly. Oh my God, I have the most amazing integrator. oh my God, I have the most awesome team. Oh my God, I have an idea. I wake up and this shit is done. And here's what's fun. I already have a couple of people on my team. My assistant, my VA, is amazing. Y'all don't even know who it is. My VA just gets shit done. My VA doesn't run around on Facebook. He just gets shit done, right? And now I have my podcast producer. And it was last October when I was like, I want my producer back. I want my producer back. I want my producer back. And then the next phase is I'm going to have my integrator. And then my coach challenged me yesterday. He's like, Allison, you do all your own marketing. What if you had somebody that did all your marketing and all you had to do was show up and love on your people? And I had never given it, I'd given my mind consideration for certain other things, but I'd never considered giving some of my marketing over to automation, because my mind tries to tell me a shitty story from who I've been that only I can do it. And that's not true. So your job is to quit creating from who you have been unless it serves you. Now, here are the ones where I want you to know it does serve you. The only thing I want you to look back and see is that you are resilient, motherfucker. You are resilient and capable. You have never had to live under a bridge. And if you have, and you're on the internet right now, you're not living under a bridge anymore. And so the only reason I want you to look back is like, dude, everything I've ever come across, I've figured out. Everything is figure outable, right? I am resilient. I am a problem solver. I've had a million problems and I've solved them, and I'll have a million more and I'll solve them. I'm here on this earth to solve and to create, to solve and to create and enjoy. And so I want you to quit looking at the past for the reasons, because all you will find is the reasons why you can't create something. And when you begin to say, okay, what is Allison February 2020? What is Amy 2020? What is Rebecca 2020? What is the problem she's solving? And this is one of the ways that I've created this program to the number of people that I have, is because when I started it, and it's interesting because when people come into my program, it can be overwhelming because there's so much, but I built it from the very beginning as if there were 333 people in it. I've set up the systems to manage a lot of people. And so one of the ways that I've been creating for the past almost 2 years now is not what problem am I solving now. I'm imagining that the problem is already solved and that I'm solving the next level of problems. And here's the other thing. I don't see solving problems as bad. Another way you could say is create solutions. Amy says, I just had a shift this week of feeling mucky because I didn't think I accomplished anything last year, and I'm struggling to determine 2019 goals. But I realized that my deep goal was learning to ride, side saddle, and compete and earn a first place or grand champion at 50 years old, less than 2 years of riding. That is huge. Yes. And you've got to start seeing yourself doing it. You've got to start seeing yourself doing it. And our brain unchecked is always going to show us our excuses and our reasons. And this is the power of who we be. It's not. And so a lot of times we want to know, how do I do that? How do I do that? How do I do that? And it cracks me up. I do this to myself. In my mind, I'm like, who's the next coach that I work with? What mastermind am I going to join? What am I going to do? No, 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 no. Who do I be? And that's what I love about working with John so much, is like, he's like, Allison, who do you be? Who is the being? Who is the being that has 333? And when I begin to envision that, I notice that stuckness. And so as long as I notice that stuckness, my job is to get in alignment with that. My job is to get my current self in alignment with my future self. And instead of moving towards my future self, I'm going to tap in with the future self and bring my current self towards her. I think I just said that eloquently, right? So I want you to tap into your future self. I want you to tap in as if that. So little silly things like my Louis Vuitton purse, my surgery, the only other as if thing is going to get my eyes checked, like going to get my eyes checked. I have all these medical things I was putting off. Here's the thing. I've gone all in on manifesting a new reality, imagine new circumstances before, and sometimes it's been a complete failure. Other times, though, I've done all the prescribed steps. Other things, though, have been complete success. But the failures left me confused because I did all the things, and leaves me reticent and skeptical. Yes, resilience for school. So let me ask you, how does how does being skeptical help you? It doesn't, right? And so I tell a story when I call my billionaire mentor and I was like, oh, she's going to give me this big how-to and there's going to be this big how-to. She said, Allison, the only reason you're not creating what you want is because there is a thought in there that says you're not creating what you want. It's very fucking esoteric and it's annoying because it's that simple. It's simple, but it's not easy. And so the failures show that we got to check our brains still, right? This is a great question to get to your target market. I am a resilient motherfucker. Yes, you are. I love that it's 3:33 right now. Yeah, 3:33. Everything is as if it's 3:33. Everything is this. And it's so funny. John's like, you need 1,000 people in there. And I'm like, no, I don't want 1,000. It's 333. I'm sobbing as if 333. And so I love hopping into the future and allowing the future me to soothe the current Allison, because she's like, oh, Allison, this is your staff and this is your team and this is what they do for you. And yes, you're paying a lot of money, but look how much money is coming in. Like I'm changing. I'm building those muscles, right? It's like weightlifting. And I don't know about you, but as I've gotten older, my arms have gotten weaker. And so I'll go and I'll sit on the bench press at our little gym. And, you know, I used to be able to do like 30 pounds and I hit the 10 pound thing and it's like, right. But if I go back in there and I just do a few reps, then the next time it's easier and easier and easier. So every single day, I want you to do reps on who you are becoming as if you already have become. And I want you to realize that your becoming is 1,000 times more powerful than who you've been. Anita is right. It's simple. And we complicate the fuck out of it. Right. And so who we are becoming, the woman I am, this is how she moves in the world. This is how she coaches. This is how she loves. This is how she teaches. I had an interesting experience. I have a girlfriend, my girlfriend that took me to get my surgery is also a life coach. And she works for a very large company. And so she gets to do coaching within her company. She doesn't listen to business podcasts. This was so crazy. She doesn't listen to business podcasts because she doesn't need to learn how to run a business. And I found myself, you know, she was telling me about listening to Oprah's podcast and all these other podcasts. And I was like, oh, I listen to all these business ones. And it was like, so on one hand, I love listening to the business ones, but seeing life from her view, somebody else takes care of all the clients for her. And so it's like, oh, here I am running my business and I am doing all the jobs in my business. Because I can't imagine that somebody else might do it for me. Or when I have imagined in the past, I've imagined it as a screw up instead of successful. So my job is to start envisioning that I show up and coach. I show up and do live streams. I create content and show up. I love on my people. I do these things. And that somebody else is doing the mechanics behind the scenes. And somebody else is doing it really well. And that I don't have to think about it because they're running all that. They're delivering the exposure. So one of the tactical math challenges in business is traffic and exposure. And right now my mind is consumed with how can I get a broader exposure? Well, what if I didn't have to do that? What if I have somebody else out there creating the move of people, oh, look, come, here's Allison. Come see Allison and see if she's a fit for you and see if she's a fit for you, right? And so part of actually creating that is being able to visualize it. So I'll say it one more time. Then I'm going to take a sip of coffee. Please don't create from who you've been. The only who you've been that matters is how resilient and powerful you've been. Create from who you're becoming. Spend time consciously visualizing, consciously fantasizing, consciously imagining. Because here's what you are imagining, whether you realize it or not. When you are worrying, you are visualizing. When you are fretting, you are visualizing. But you are fretting and visualizing from a limited place instead of your successful place. And I think about Stacy, right? Of course, we have had times when our manifestations seem to not work. And I know that when my manifestations have not worked, it's because I have chosen subconsciously, it's very subtle, that it is so much more comfortable for my brain and my cellular structure to stay safe. And so one of the ways that that happens is I end up not taking action that would actually create the manifestation, right? And so for me, manifestation is it's not just in my mind. It starts in my mind and it finishes with my action. It starts in my mind and it finishes within my action. And it requires my willingness to fail. It requires my willingness to be uncomfortable. It requires my willingness to get it wrong. That's why last week I shared with you, I felt like it was really important and I felt really vulnerable afterwards. I had opened up my program doors for one day and was hoping to get back up to 88. Really, I just wanted 2 or 3 new people in. I was so excited about that number 88, and I really want to go forward, and I didn't want to go backwards. And I put out that offer and I got a big fat zero. And you know what? I'm willing to get a zero again. Because the more zeros I get, the more yeses I also get, right? And that doesn't mean my manifestation has failed. It just means that there's still more becoming. Okay, let me see these other comments here. Love that it's 3:33. Just observed myself yesterday, feeling that love, that awareness, simple, and we complicate it. I have to give up my control freak nature, right? So Anita, that's a good one. It's like in the past, I only see myself as a control freak. I don't see myself. I, in my fantasies, in my visualization, in my worry, which is a visualization, I only see it not working. Well, hello. Hello, makes perfect sense. Create from who you're becoming. Yes, yes, yes. This is a game changer as I do this more and more. Yes. So Nita, what I'm noticing as I practice the skill of creating from the future self instead of from my current self, the swifter things become. So this was, I'll wrap this up and tie it back into the surgery this week. So I had surgery very early Monday morning. I'm still convalescing. I'm still recovering. I'm still nauseous from the anesthesia. I still have a little bit of anesthesia brain. I still have a little bit of soreness and tenderness and itch. And obviously I still have the bruises to show it. And the old me felt like I didn't have to, I mean, the old me was like, oh, you have to work or everything's going to fall apart. And I came into my office one day and I was like, I've got all these things I need to do. And I checked in with my future self and my divine self. And she said, sweetheart, you've already built this business so that you can take time off this week. You don't have to create. And one of my gorgeous Instagram friends and local Austin friends last night, I was sharing with her, is like, oh, wow, my mind is really attached to how much I do. And my value is in how much I do instead of my being. And she reminded me that healing takes creative energy. And sometimes doing nothing in front of our audience is actually good for them. And I was like, wow, I really needed to hear that. Like, I really need to hear that it doesn't require as much effort as it used to, because I'm trying to train my brain. I am training my brain that it gets easier and easier all the time, and that I'm really good at manifesting. We're all really good at manifesting, and I get really good at consciously manifesting. Big fat zero equals different opportunities. Yes, exactly. And I'm not going to let it stop me. So I just wanted to pop on and love on you guys. My small self didn't want to, because I know I look kind of funny, but real life, you know, you guys are out there building your lives and your business and your families and your bank accounts. And a lot of us are doing it in the online world and in the real world. And I just want you to know you're not alone. And I just want to check you as a coach, lovingly check you. If you are worrying, that's the wrong kind of visualization. If you are fretting, that is visualization, but it's the wrong kind. And I want you to consciously set aside some time to visualize. I want you to write this stuff down over and over again. And I want you to see yourself in your mind solving the problems of your future self, encountering the challenges of your future self, right? I look forward to the day. There was a day this week, I guess a lot of people's credit cards, you know, every single month people's credit cards that are in my system go out. And so on Tuesday morning, I woke up after surgery and I had 4 or 5 credit cards. I had 5 credit cards that had needed to be updated. And so my system automatically does that, but I also do a personal follow-up with that. And so, you know, my small self goes, oh, there's this problem, right? Like I gotta chase down all these credit cards. I look forward to the day when I wake up and there's 20 of those. There's 20 of those. There's 30 of them. And there's 30 people that I just get to lovingly say, hey, I love you. Thank you so much for being a part of my program. Your credit card expired. Could you please update it? Right? Instead of bitching about what was, right? And so expanding, pushing into it. Mega doses of vitamin C will help clear the anesthesia. Thank you. Hi, Christina. I think you're right. I think subconsciously I've been understanding this within the last couple of days. I forgot because of various trauma that my purpose has great value. Yes, Stacey. So for all of us, have so much compassion. Your old self. So I'm 47 years old. My old self. The self today is made up of all the past. 47 years of some of that programming. One time, my sweet husband, he was like, yeah, but you've been doing this for 12 years. When I keep saying I'm going to be a $1 million coach. He's like, well, why haven't you been a $1 million coach yet? You've been doing it for 12 years. I don't care how long it takes me. For 12 years, 13, 14 years, 15 years self-employed. The woman I was 15 years ago and now is a completely different human being. And it may have taken her 15 years to become different. And I'm so fine with that. And so that's the other thing. I want you to fall in love with your growth and change. When you bump up against an I don't know in your head, I don't want you to get discouraged. I want you to get so exciting about choosing your knowing. Choosing your knowing. Hi, Shira. Hi, Marie. I love it. All right, you guys, I'm going to finish my coffee and I have a coaching call with my 6 month, my 6 month members. Hey, by the way, I have Camp Starheart tickets are still available, campstarheart.com. Would love for you to come to Camp Starheart. It's my last year of doing Camp Starheart. It's May 1st. There are about 10-15 tickets left, 10-15 tickets. We're more than half sold out. campstarheart.com. There is a payment plan if you want to split that up into two payments, but I wanted to put a little plug in for Camp Starheart. I haven't been selling it. And if you're not in my coaching group and would like to be in my coaching group, message me. The doors are closed right now, but maybe I could make a consideration for somebody who is a decider and wants in today. So I love you guys. I appreciate you. I see a lot of my clients here. I'm excited. I'm excited for our time. I'm excited for next Monday, you guys. We have Vanessa Horn is coming to teach us sales, and I love her gracious sales skills. And so she's going to be teaching us next Monday. I love you guys. Let's all dream from our future selves. And when we begin to visualize, it's so much easier to see ourselves taking the action of our future selves. I love you. I love that you're out in the world creating and making a difference. I'll see you soon. Thank you so much for listening. And if you would like to come to Camp Starheart or check it out, Camp Starheart is May 1st through 4th in Austin, Texas. And all of my tickets will be sold by the 1st of April. So it's time to get on it and make a quick decision. You can go to www.campstarheart.com, campstarheart.com, or you can go to my website, alisoncrowe.com, or you can message me on Instagram or Facebook and get the direct link. I would love to visit with you and see if Camp Starheart is a fit for you. There are only 15 tickets left. I would love if the divine calls you to come and spend time with me and 40 other women in a very intimate and fun event here in Austin, Texas. This show is Leroy Brown and Clementine approved. They're here to encourage you to think about adopting before you shop for your next pet. More is not better, better is better.